This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
I guess that's us. Everyone all set? Cocked. Locked. Here we go. You dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted that we're all here in class today. All of us. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Nathan's engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Finelli. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. If you'd like to listen, take us with you as you travel or listen right where you are. We have a telephone listen line, 605-477-3249. Repeat, 605-477-3249. So link to your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, good morning, John. Hey, John, I was reading this story over the weekend about this United Airlines flight. Now, I've flown United, and I've seen most of what I'm going to tell you about. I was telling Nathan just as we started the broadcast. And he's our engineer today. And so I was on this flight boarding out of, I believe it was Denver. And there was an announcement that the plane would be departing soon. But it was too heavy. So some passengers had to be taken off the plane. And they were asking for volunteers. Like, who will volunteer? We'll give you X amount of dollars in compensation, but you got to not take this flight. Flight's too heavy for, they said, the temperature. But they overbooked it by a lot. And United Airlines does that. And I've understood that from a United Airlines person that they overbook in the over 20%. Over 20% of the seats are oversold. So, for example, if they had 100 seats, they would sell 120. The idea is, let's leave with a full plane. And if you notice, when you fly, and I don't fly anymore, and I haven't for years, but the planes are full. And the idea was to maximize revenue. So they asked for volunteers, and they got some, but they didn't get enough. So this drill sergeant-type woman, kind of a mean woman, said, okay, no problem. We'll pick who gets thrown off the plane. And so they selected a bunch of names, and they said, okay, Smith, Jones, Brown, Green, Mr. White, you're off. This one woman started crying, almost hysterically. And she said one of her parents died, and she had a funeral to be to in the morning. And she was crying, and they said, tough, tough. These are not their words, but the intent is the same. Too bad. You're not flying. And there was such an uproar. And I was all poised to say, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm delighted to see how mean you guys are, United. That I'm going to talk about this for weeks on the air. And I was just ready to do that. And they decided that, you know, the temperature changed a little bit. And they could actually let her fly. Now, that's one story. Dailymail.co.uk. Top story. The moment a doctor was knocked out. Not only taken off the plane, knocked out by cops and dragged off an overbooked United flight after he refused to leave when he was randomly picked to give up his seat. So United overbooks, according to this article, United overbooks and says, okay, we're going to pay for volunteers. And they got some volunteers, but they didn't get enough. They wanted four volunteers, more. So they were offered up to $400 and $800. The article keeps changing. But no one was willing to get off. So they said they had their computer pick. And this guy said he was a doctor and he had to see a patient in the morning. So these cops came in, three cops, hit him, and dragged him off, bloody. So what does United do? That's how they treat their customers. They'll beat you up. They'll sell you a ticket, and then they'll have you beaten. And if, you know, threats don't work, they'll knock you out. That's how I read this article. So looks like he was taken off, and it looks like he broke free from the officer's grasp and managed to get back on the flight. But why did they have to get him off the flight? Why did they have to get these four people? Because the flight was overbooked, and United needed to get a crew to fly to another location so they could be there to man and woman the plane that they were supposed to be on. That's United Airlines. So why would you want to fly United, knowing that they do these kinds of things? So the next question is, do you actually have a ticket when you think you have a ticket? And the answer is you don't. John, do you have any thoughts on this?
It's kind of like everything else today. You think you have something, and you find out that you don't. In fact, mm-hmm. One of the articles I put in the list, I don't think we're going to get a chance to talk about it, is hacking your deer. Because you know, there's so much software and products today that software is licensed, and you're not allowed to work on something that you supposedly own.
When you say deer, you're talking about green tractors.
Yeah,
you're talking about, and I hope we get a chance to talk about that today. If not, another day. It's unbelievable. Class, what John Reagan's saying is, if you're a farmer and you've made a huge mistake, and you've purchased a relatively new John Deere tractor, and you need it to be fixed, and you can get a replacement part, and you can have a local guy put it in, instead of bringing it to the overcharging dealer who's price fixed. Yeah, I'm not kidding. You go to a John Deere dealer, you'll find out that dealership company owns like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 dealerships, and the prices are fixed. So in your area, if you want part number 1, 2, 3, you're going to find it the same price at all the dealers. And if you want to put it in, get it yourself, you might find that your new tractor requires that part be registered with the computer to turn that part on. So you want to get a transmission, and you put the transmission in. That's fine, but you can't turn it on. You can't use the transmission until you have the dealer come with a computer, a notebook computer, plug into the USB port and say, okay, yeah, that you can now use that part because we authorized it. That's the kind of stuff we're talking about. So why would anybody want to buy a new green tractor with conditions like that? That's why farmers are buying old tractors. It's even worse than that. They're actually going to the underground to get workaround software. And it's not just them. It's not just them. John, I've got a Chevy pickup truck. And this darn thing had a brake line that leaked. No problem. We replaced the brake line. It was from the middle of the truck to the back. It was rusted because of where they put it and the lack of protection against rust and corrosion. Finally got this brake line in, go to bleed the brakes, had to buy a special tool that would using pressure would cause a vacuum to suck out the old brake fluid. And now the brake light's on, and I can't put it out. No problem. I asked Mrs. Finelli to call the dealer, how do we get this brake light out? The one that says, warning, 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 brakes are bad, brakes are bad, brakes are fine. But the light's on. No problem. $70. 70. 70 to turn this light off. Probably just like what we talked about. Computer, plug it in, turn the light off. I have the code reader, but it won't turn the light off. John, it's really annoying. These guys they've got us by the throat. So I'm resisting with everything I can to not buy new products. I'm not willing to be held hostage by my new products. So I'm not buying them. My newest tractor, 1991. Bought it used. Long time ago. That's our newest tractor. It's 26 years old. It's frustrating, John. So every year about 50,000 people with valid tickets are, they call it bumped off flights because they're overbooked. Bumped off. Thrown off. Imagine going to the store and buying a thing, whatever that thing is, because you need it. You go and buy that thing, and then you go to walk out the door, and they stop you. They say they can't have it. No, we'll pay you, but you can't have it. And then you go, no, I just bought it. It's mine. It's my thing. And so they call the security department, and they beat you up. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about getting beaten up with a valid ticket, thinking that that ticket entitles you to what you thought you bought, that flight. Most people don't fly because it's fun. All the fun has been taken out of flying by our government. TSA has destroyed flying. And then to make it worse, these companies who sell you tickets, airfare, don't really mean it. They don't mean it. It's a tease. And what does it take to get to the airport? That's absolutely no fun. Traffic jams, parking, getting your luggage there, getting your luggage checked in, waiting in lines, having TSA put their hands down your pants, up your shirt, going through the x-ray machine, waiting, finding out that you're at the wrong terminal because they just changed that 3 times. Finally get on the plane and they throw you off. Am I angry? Sure. Don't fly. Don't fly. If I can't get there by car, I don't want to go. Okay, I'm done. John?
You know, I was looking through the news this morning. It's interesting all the things that has happened right around this date. April 10th, 105 years ago, is when the Titanic set sail. And April 15th is when it hit the iceberg and sank. So it's that time of year. And I guess it's time for the break as well.
Yeah. And by the way, John, have you noticed, is it more windy in your neck of the woods? Because we are seeing these winds that are really high here. Dust. I said to Mrs. Finelli and our son, we're outside yesterday working by the garage, cleaning up around the farm and after, you know, the winter. And wow, is this the dust bowl? Is it coming back? Class, are you seeing that in your neck of the
class? I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, you know, it reminds me, we're talking about United Airlines. I don't know if you've ever seen that poster, but they show these two mallard ducks. And it looks like they're mating in flight. And let me just... let me just bring up the image a little bit better. So these two ducks are mating in flight. And looks like the male duck is kind of smiling. And it says, Fly United. And that's... that's the image I have of United Airlines. That plus... why would anybody want to fly United Airlines when they overbook? And I was told by a stewardess that who wanted to remain anonymous, and it was years ago that she told me. But she said, yeah, they overbook over 20%. So that's my comment on United. John, what's next?
You were asking if it was windy, and we stopped and put gas in the car yesterday. And I got back in, I said to Becky, you were out there flying a kite today, you get frequent flyer miles.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. It was really windy, and it's been windy for days, and it's kicking up. And I'm hearing from some of our instructors that there are reports that it's not just here in our neck of Missouri that the winds are picking up. And I thought that it might possibly be because of a micro environment where these farmers are just cutting down trees, I guess out of desperation. They need the funding, So they're selling the trees, and these old trees are just being cut down. And here's what they do in our neck of the woods. In Virginia, well, let's start with Virginia. Virginia, they would do something called clear cutting. Clear cutting is they would take maybe 40 acres and they would cut everything down. It would look like a moonscape when they're done. Nothing but stumps, short stumps. They'd cut everything. All the tree would be used completely. It'd be like a tornado came in, or a big lawnmower set it, I don't know, a foot, would chop up everything. And the wood would be hauled off, and the small parts would be, the branches would be ground into pulp for paper. There'd be nothing left. Well, that's not what they do here in Missouri. In Missouri, they selectively cut. So they pick the very best trees for oak and walnut, and they cut them down. And they take the middle. They take the middle of the tree. They take the trunk. They leave the limbs. So half the tree is just abandoned, just left there to decay. And so these big trees with the limbs and the leaves and they slow down the wind, they are being cut down and wasted. Half of them are being wasted. I kind of think it's criminal. Now, some people might argue, yeah, but it's good for nature because as a tree decays, it puts nutrients back in the soil. But if you're going to cut down a tree, gosh, I would think you'd want to use the whole thing. And we have a farm and half of it's woods. You've been here. We don't cut trees down unless we absolutely positively have to. And I'm not talking about old trees. I'm talking about little saplings that are in the way of they grow up in the paths that we take through from field to field. And if we have to, or if they have limbs that hang down and they run into the tractor and are dangerous for us to drive under, we might cut the limbs but leave the trees. Hardly ever cut down a tree. But we do cut up, trees that have fallen down from disease or whatever the reason is that trees die. Those we cut, and we use them as firewood and heat the house in lieu of electricity, which pollutes. In lieu of propane and oil, other polluting energy sources. Not that wood doesn't pollute, but when we're done with the wood, we spread the ashes on the fields. We use every part of it except the smoke, and maybe we'll get to using the smoke. If we put a filter on the smoke, we can use that as energy to run a generator. Maybe that's next. Yeah, you can do that. You can use the smoke, the unburned gases, and you can run a reciprocating engine from the smoke. But you do need to filter out the soot and the tars and so forth. John, back to you.
One of the articles that didn't make the cut today talked about how we're losing our history, how a high percentage of our universities don't even require an American history course. I just have a few comments on that when we get back.
I'd love to hear that. Reading, writing, arithmetic, history, science, they're all important. If you don't want to keep making the same mistakes, history is really important. No question about it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Luminesse. Luminesse Luminesce takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Luminesce twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Luminesce, for a healthier, much younger, better looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day. God, you're
take my...
When you go to the...
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I just got off the phone with Emil de Toffel, and his website is lessemf.com. And I mentioned to one of our listeners in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, that I would get someone on the air who can talk about electromagnetic radiation, smart meters, how they work, how to measure them, what meters to get, and so forth. So that is coming up. I'll do my best to make that happen this week. So the earliest possible time would be Wednesday or Friday. I'm not sure which, but that's the plan. Wednesday or Friday. So, John Reagan, we're talking about history, how important it is.
And it's really been brought to my attention recently how difficult it is just to explain some things because we assume that people have a common understanding. And we're now at the point where it's difficult to have that understanding without stopping and explaining even more. And just to put that into context, if you think of somebody that's now 70 years old, they were born in 1947. That was after World War II. A 75-year-old was born in 1942. That means maybe if you were born early in 42, you might have just some childhood memories, early childhood memories of World War II. And since many people don't even have memories until they're like 5 years old, you might not have any memories at all. So even upping that a little bit, 80-year-olds just have some childhood memories of World War II. And we talk about things like 1929 and that stock market crash. I think probably anybody under 50 doesn't have that as a reference anymore. I don't think they understand the Great Depression. It's not just something that's, you know, a worse recession. It's much worse than that. And talking about 75 years ago yesterday, we've talked about the Bataan Death March. That was the day my dad became a prisoner of war. And we can go back further, 156 years ago today, my grandfather was born. 2 days later is when the United States Civil War started. So it is the season for war and things like that. But to try and have that type of conversation with especially, you know, people under 30 that have gotten even worse educations, we've had no real war since World War II. That was a fight for the survival of our country. We've been in a lot of wars since then, but it's not been the same type of war. We've had financial ups and downs since then, but nothing like we've seen with the Great Depression. And all of that, you know, leaves us with a fairly ignorant population and with no frame of reference, that just helps them blindly go into what we're getting ready to see and what we've been talking about the last few years on USA Prepares. Did you want to comment before we go on?
Yeah. You mentioned the Great Depression. And back then in 1929, the word was not depression. The word was panic. It was a financial panic resulting from a financial collapse. And the word panic was so strong that those in the media and government changed the name from the Great Panic to it was a depression. And that's what we call it today. When people lose everything, lose their jobs, their homes, their cars, their way of life, it's a depression. It's not a panic. It's absolutely catastrophic for those in its wake. You mentioned the Bataan Death March. And we're talking about, it started around April 1942. And there was a 3-month battle of Bataan in the Philippines during World War II. And U.S. prisoners and Filipino prisoners, about 60,000 to 80,000 of them, were captured and they were marched. And a lot of us died. A lot of Americans died. A lot of Filipinos died. And your dad, as you mentioned, was one of those POWs, right? My dad, who might have met your dad, but we'll never know, was there to liberate those captured. And were part of the Bataan Death March. And my dad told me, he said, "Vinny, you will never forget the smell of rotting flesh. It's absolutely horrible what he experienced and what your dad experienced in the Philippines at the hands of the Japanese Imperial Army. We're still having problems with the Japanese right now. That'd be called Fukushima, but they aren't entirely at fault. We had a lot to do with it, too. Our companies, for our greed. And hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about that today. The radiation. The radiation that is absolutely deadly. John, would you say it's a potential extinction event?
It certainly looks that way. There is no technology that we have to stop this. And even if we put it in the sarcophagus like they did Chernobyl, the problem is the cores have already gone through the containment. They're into the ground, and the way the whole environment is there, it was set up on, you know, fill area, not even, you know, real dirt. And the water that's coming from the mountains just will keep on pushing that radiation into the Pacific until the end of time.
Until the end of time. Just as another connecting of the dots, you know, looks like nuclear energy is a little soft right now. Not everybody's interested in building nuclear power plants. I'm certainly not. And as a tangential dot to connect, I mentioned that we had a problem with our water heater, our leaking Lifetime Whirlpool sold by Lowe's under their banner. Lowe's, the home improvement center. Lifetime hot water heater. They can't honor the warranty because Whirlpool doesn't make them anymore. Whirlpool hot water heaters are made by A. O. Smith. So they decided that, nah, we're not doing that anymore. So you buy a hot water heater and you think you've got a lifetime warranty and you're not going to ever have to buy another one. You might have to get a replacement, but that's okay. You know, just get it installed and get the old one out and get the new one in and you're good to go until that one fails and get another one for free. Well, they don't do that anymore. The best you can get is a refund. So I found another hot water heater that does have a lifetime warranty. It's manufactured by Westinghouse. A great old name. George Westinghouse was a prolific inventor. He's the guy that helped set the power grid up to AC rather than DC current, alternating rather than direct current. Thomas Edison wanted us to have a direct current system. He felt it was safer, but he couldn't start electric motors as well as George Westinghouse's electric AC powered motor. And AC can travel farther distances. It's easier to increase the voltage for a high voltage run. You can run farther with a higher voltage and then reduce the voltage back down with transformers. It worked really well. Well, George Westinghouse's company had lots of inventions. You could get appliances. You could get toasters. You get light bulbs. They made all kinds of products for the home. And they got involved in the nuclear industry. And, well, that went soft. So Westinghouse has filed for bankruptcy protection. So I'm wondering what kind of a hot water heater I'm going to have this time with my lifetime hot water heater from Westinghouse, which I have here. So I have a hot water heater with another company that may not make the hot water heaters anymore. And what do you do in a situation like that, where you've got a warranty that's absolutely good for nothing? I'm not saying that's the case. I don't know if that's the case, because I don't know all the details about Westinghouse. But what about Craftsman? What about Craftsman? Sears is selling Craftsman. And it looks like Stanley Tools is involved. Now, is Stanley Tools going to say, yeah, we'll take the name, but we're not taking the warranty? You know, those broken sockets and broken ratchets and broken screwdrivers and broken wrenches and... We're not doing that. I mean, is that going to happen? I don't know. If that does happen, then the answer is never buy another Craftsman anything, whether it's owned by Stanley or not. But that's the era that we're living in. Warranties are only as good as the companies who honor them. Right now I'm fighting with a company called Mercury Insurance. Our daughter's car was hit in a parking lot. And all I'm trying to do is help her settle the claim. It was hit. She wasn't even in the vehicle. Someone smashed into it and left. $3,000 worth of damage. They'll give her half. Half. That's not good enough. Take out the deductible and they're going to give her about half. That's not good enough. Mercury Insurance. So I'm saying that insurance companies are only as good as the claims that they pay out on. Forget the appearance of a salesperson. They can't help you very much after the fact, after you need them. Any thoughts on that, John, before we continue?
Not really. Got a whole lot to get to today.
Okay. All right.
And I do want to mention at the top of today's post, that's on the news tab at thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, there's the link for the Hear the Watchman website, and they've extended the sign-up for the on-demand viewing. So if you want to get that, you can use my coupon code Reagan5, R-A-G-A-N, the numeral 5, and you'll get a 5% discount. And I believe it's through Saturday that this is good for. And after that, if you want to see it, you're going to have to buy the DVDs. So this will be the least expensive option for you to view the conference. And I've got a GoFundMe link for DV Kid. I started reading her stuff probably 20 years ago. Her husband recently died, and she really needs some help to save her home.
Okay, we'll be right back. What's up next when we come back?
Coming up short.
Okay. John Reagan, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. All right, what's next?
Well, last week we talked a little bit about some metals that will be in short supply within 20 years.
Yeah.
This article is in Science Daily, came by way of the University of Delaware, with a warning of shortage of essential minerals for laptops, cell phones, and wiring. And the link to that is actually at the bottom of this article. But there's more than what we just talked about. And the two PDFs that are below that are from the USGS. The first one is an 8-page summary. And on page 5, it has a chart of several of the materials and the number of years we have left based on known reserves when you divide by current consumption rates. And in the 10 to 25 year range, indium, silver, diamond, zinc, lead, arsenic, gold, mercury, sulfur, and thallium. And it gets to be the point where you cannot have the society that we're used to without these materials. There's really few alternatives. There's no easy way of recycling a lot of these things. And when you look at the entirety of this chart, which has a number of things that we have 100 years or less on, you might start getting into focus why you either have to have a large population reduction or you need to go back to the lifestyle we were living before all of this technology came to be. And either one of those options is not going to be pleasant, and people are going to be upset on either one of those. The report is a larger PDF. It's over 200 pages, gets into more detail on these metals and commodities. But it really puts the picture, I think, into focus on just how serious a situation we're in. And again, going on back on history, we've got students in college that have little, or maybe even no memory of 9/11. And if they do have memories, it's very young childhood. That was almost 16 years ago. And we're going to be running out of a lot of these materials in 20 years or less. And just because they say that there's a 20-year supply, that doesn't mean they're going to be able to recover those reserves at that rate all the way up until the end, or that demand for that goes up because of the additional products that we're trying to push out, including electric vehicles and all of this Internet of Things technology. Vincent?
Well, I was thinking about car batteries, you know, because when you were talking about the 10 to 25-year expectancy of having these materials available, lead looks like it's going to be in much shorter supply over time, as you mentioned. And you'll have to show me a car that runs with gasoline or diesel engine that does not have a lead-acid battery. I'd like to see one. I would. And bullets, when you fire them, they disappear, generally. And they're gone. And silver's a real big one. Silver's going to run out at the bottom of this list. It's going to run out right after indium. And switches are made with silver. Silver is the best conductor of electricity for most purposes that we can think of. And we're going to run out of it in a little over 10.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.